This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But we spell it differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Well, we have made it. It is August the 1st. It is the middle of summer. In fact, the actual midway point of summer is 1 week away. August the 7th is the middle of summer, and we are through July, which means, among other things, Christmas in July is over. I know what you're thinking. We have Christmas in July. I don't know where that came from. I'm imagining some savvy business retailers decided that Christmas in July might be a way for them to make money. I don't know how that works, but you see movies and we seem to have that focus on Christmas in July. But the one thing that I find really interesting is we don't have Thanksgiving in June, do we? We don't have Thanksgiving replayed for us. And I think the people of God, God's people are people of thanks. In fact, it says more than 180 times in Scripture that we are to give thanks. And many of those, it's a command. We are to give thanks at all times. And being thankful for what God has given us is really at the heart of our faith. So today, I wanted to find a psalm of giving thanks. And I found one that's actually not in the book of Psalms. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there are psalms, including this one today. It's a psalm of David, but it's not found in the book of Psalms with all the others. It has some of the same themes and the same ideas that we find in other places in David's psalms. But this is the moment when the Ark of the Covenant is being returned to the city of Jerusalem. I don't know if you remember that incident in Scripture, but it had been taken by Israel's enemies and then returned. They tried to bring it back into the city, and a person died because he put his hand on the ark, things like that. But King David had it in his heart that he wanted to bring that ark, the Ark of the Covenant, this box that contains the Ten Commandments, among other things, and it needed to be in its rightful place in the city of Jerusalem. So they create this grand procession, and you can imagine that the priests are carrying the ark on poles. They're stopping and giving thanks and giving offerings to God all the way along this parade route. And that's this incredibly dramatic moment that David had written a psalm for. And it is a psalm of thanksgiving. You can find it in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. It begins with those words. This is 1 Chronicles 16, 7 and 8. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hands of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. And the first line of the psalm, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name." And it's just thanking God for just his incredible gifts to the people, thanking God for who he is. But the heart of the psalm is found, and I'm going to read verses 34 through 36. This is the heart of thanksgiving, the heart of the psalm of David. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And say, save us, God, of our salvation. Gather us and rescue us from the nations, so that we may give thanks to your holy name and rejoice in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said, "Amen. Praise the Lord." I love that image in my mind of the Levite priests, even probably David himself, just singing songs of praise. And that word in the beginning that we may know so well, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." We have songs that use that as part of it. But that's really at the heart of what it means to be a follower of God. And it means even praising God in the hard times. And I know that that can be difficult, but that's what we're called to do. Again, if we think about that scene, we think about the Ark of the Covenant being brought into the city of Jerusalem, and there was much to give thanks for. But I know there's at least one family, again, whose son, brother, husband died because they tried to move the ark not in the right way. And he died because he placed his hand on the ark. I know there's one family that would be really challenged by that day. Maybe they would be thinking in their hearts, well, he would be happy to see this moment, but we don't exactly know their thoughts. But it reminded me of there's a phrase in Habakkuk, which is also a psalm of faith. It's Habakkuk 3:17 and 18. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive tree may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there will be no herd in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. So it's giving thanks even if. It's giving thanks even when we don't feel like giving thanks. Even when we're having a really difficult time, even when, like it says, there's no fig trees blossoming, no fruit on the vine, the field has no food, the flocks are cut off, you know, everything is going wrong, yet will I praise the Lord. That is what it means to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus, an individual who can give thanks in all situations, regardless of the circumstance. It doesn't matter what we're going through. We need to be the people of thanks. Although I've heard it said, and this was several years ago, I heard it referred to as, you've heard of ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder, and that many of us have GDD, gratitude. We don't have gratitude like we should. We don't thank the Lord as often as we should. And I have a feeling that gratitude is actually the antithesis of anxiety. And many people are struggling with anxiety problems. And I know that, you know, many people are taking prescription medications. And I just recognize that I feel like what's at the heart of that is our lack of thanksgiving, our gratitude deficit disorder. And where do I get that? Well, that's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing. In everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And this is the second part. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That verse in Philippians says so much. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, thank God. You hear how the words just make us think that it is, even if, no matter what I'm going through, no matter the situation I'm in, maybe there's no food in the pantry, but I can praise the Lord. I can thank him even for the little things. And I feel like if we thought about it, each of us could probably pause and think of one thing that we can be thankful for, no matter how bad the situation might be. There's one thing we can be grateful for. That's why I wanted to just pause for a moment again. Christmas in July is gone. It's time for us to be thankful. Thankful as we think about all that God has done. Thankful that July is over and August is with us. Thankful for just another day to have breath in our lungs. Another day to focus our thoughts, our minds, our attentions on God.